Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, and financial needs. We're experiencing a couple of technical difficulties this evening, so bear with us. We're trying to get everything in order and get our guest on tonight. There's nothing that I can do at this moment, but talk to you about our goals. Last month, we had over 18,000 archived listeners. This month, we're shooting for 50,000. We have a couple of multimillionaires that are going to be on our show this month on the 22nd, and we're also going to have a couple of multimillionaires come on our show on the 31st. So be sure to listen to them as they are going to be here to, you know, assist you in your big thinking and the goals that you've set for yourselves for 2008. We'd like to thank our guest last night, Brown Sugar of Brown Sugar Radio. We had a cancellation, and sometimes, you know, those things happen. But luckily she came through, and make sure you guys tune in to Brown Blog Talk Radio / Brown Sugar. That's S-U-G-A radio.com. She's going to be interviewing a lot of stars coming up. First, I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there for just basically supporting us. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback. A couple of things that we're going to also do is make it easier for our guests to be featured and for you to choose a guest. Right at this moment, we have thinkbigradiohost.com. That's www.thinkbigradiohost.com. That's H-O-S-T-S. Where you can find out a little bit about the host who hosts the show, and you can also go to the guest invite link if you're someone we've invited to come on and help our listeners. And also, if you're just a listener and you want to learn about a certain topic, just go to the Choose a Topic link. Once you go to the Choose a Topic link, you'll just basically be able to follow the information that's set forth down there, and at that point, choose the topic, and we'll find a guest who can talk about that specific topic. Tonight's guest is Mrs. Yarbrough. She is an author, and she wrote A Silent Scream. She also has a upscale ladies' boutique, and we're still trying to work through these technical difficulties before we can have her come on and do a proper interview. Can't even play a song for you while we're working through this. Even though I have a lot of things to talk about, I really just don't like to talk in situations like this, but of course we're going to need you to know that we're still out here and that we're still live and on. One of the things that we're going to be doing for Black History Month is each of the hosts will pick one of our heroes who are no longer with us, but someone that we looked up to. And so what we're going to do with that is we're going to do an actual interview with someone who has passed away. So we have one of our past guests. He's going to work on the sound files for us, and it'll be just like a regular interview, so each host will be able to do that. We're going to have Martin Luther King come on. One of the hosts was thinking about Mahatma Gandhi, and we'll just leave some of the other people the secrets up to when you guys listen, and then we'll, you know, see who's going to be on there. Once again, we're still working through some technical difficulties. Once we got up to a certain amount of hits. We've already reached 12,000 archive listens for January already. So when your show starts to get popular, a lot of different things can happen. But Blog Talk Radio is a very, very great platform. And for those of you who are thinking about starting your own shows, just go right on there and sign up as a listener. And you can also sign up and do a show for yourself or whatever entertains you or you think people need to know about. Once again, this is Big with ThinkBigRealty.com. I'm also a real estate broker and investor here in the Chicagoland area. We are going to be reaching out to all 50 states, and we will only be hiring 12 agents per state to follow our team systems concept. You know, we're going to make a lot of people very wealthy and help a lot of people that are beginning to invest or thinking about purchasing property and things of that sort. Okay, it appears that everything's seeming to become clear right now. I hope our guest is waiting patiently in the dashboard so that I can click her on. If worse comes to worst, we'll just end the show. Okay, I see our guest from the 404 area code, 626 phone number. Hope this is her. Are you on? Okay, we're still trying. It's just going to take us a second longer. So she is in the dashboard. We're going to have to make this up for her. I'm very excited about having her on. We've talked in the past about, you know, exactly what it is that she does and, you know, how she's been very positive helping people out. Once again, just give us a second here and we'll try to make this thing happen. So one thing about this internet and things of that sort, you have to really be careful because there are all types of viruses on here nowadays and you can lose a lot of your information. Our host in Texas, she's going to be coming on and do her Sunday of Additional Insight, but her computer was attacked and she lost everything dealing with her business, and she could have cried. And after we talked, I realized just how strong she was and that she was just the type of person that we were looking for to, you know, basically work out everything that's going on. So Patricia Yarbrough, if you are still on, for those of you who are listening live now, if you visit Patricia Yarbrough, that's YARBROUGH.com, you can find out a lot about our host, our guest tonight, and what she's into while we're waiting. I do apologize. Even our backup plans aren't working right now. And I am very sorry that I've spent 8 minutes of our time just rambling so that you all know that we're on here. Okay, I'm going to try again. It appears coming up. Okay. For those of you out there, we are listening to Think Big Radio at thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. I think what we're going to wind up doing is I'm going to give it one that one more time that old college try. We'll see what happens. Cross your fingers out there, everybody. About a minute ago, I was able to see that she still was on. Now I'm just trying to get back to the screen so that she'll be able to actually come on here. Okay, everything's come up and I see her. I'm going to try one more time. Hopefully it's going to work out. area code, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, is this Patricia?
Yes, it is. How are you today?
Oh, I am doing a lot better now. I am so glad that you hung out with us here. And actually, we have a caller online, so we're just going to get right into well, it looks like the caller hung up. But I'm glad that you could make it. Sorry about that, and that shows that you have great staying power to be able to listen to me ramble on like that.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get started, let's let everybody know, how can they reach you?
You can reach me at www.patriciayarbrough.com. Or you can have a second website, which on my lingerie boutique. You can also go out to www.go2.com.
And so tonight we're going to talk about your upscale lingerie boutique and also about your book, A Silent Scream.
Okay.
So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to invite area code 240619 to just, make a statement, a comment, or whatever. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Patricia, where you're from and where you're at.
I'm living in Alpharetta, Georgia, presently. I'm a motivation and inspiration speaker,
okay.
Co-owner, survivor, and author of A Silent Scream.
Hello?
Hello, you still here?
Okay, yeah. Were you born out there in Georgia?
Well, no, I was born in Norfolk, Virginia area. And I moved to Atlanta about, say, 4 or 5 years ago. And this is where I've been since 2002 in Atlanta.
So how's the weather out there right now? We've been experiencing some 50 to 60-degree days here.
Oh, the weather's great. It's about 70 degrees here in Georgia, and I'm loving it. But I'm still missing home because, being home, the weather's kind of like cold. So I'm in between right now, but I'm okay with it.
Okay, we're going to take, because we started everything off wrong on the wrong foot today, of course, we want to have you on again where we can do this the right way. But we're going to take this call, and maybe they have a great question that can kind of get us a little bit, motivated and moving out. So 240 area code 619, we're going to put you on. We just want to know where you're from and your question. Give me a second here, and you should be on in a second. Okay, I guess the caller just wants to listen in tonight. Or we're just still experiencing some of those technical difficulties. That happens sometime when you're hosting. So that's nothing that we can, do but just work through it. So what would you say your passion is?
Well, the passion is writing. I love to write, and I've been writing now for, about 20 years. And, even as a kid, I used to like to write. And right now, my passion is writing. And I've written a book titled A Silent Scream. I'm presently working on my second book, When My Dream Came, and hopefully have a third and a fourth book. That is why I say my passion is definite writing.
So how did you take this passion and turn it into a workable career? Or, you know, did you partner with anybody once you started writing? How did you get your first book out?
I got my gold ticket, and I call it my gold ticket to Hollywood. You know, like when American Idol goes out there, and did you see that little gold ticket they're running around with?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got. I got a gold ticket on May 25th, 2007. I had been trying to get a silent screen published for years, and just seemed like nobody would give me the opportunity. They said, okay, well, one company did give me an opportunity, but they wanted $12,000, okay? So I was trying to get it published because I was determined. I needed to have this book published because it just needed to be told. It was a story that needed to be told. The world needed to hear about it. Eventually, I kept continuing sending off manuscripts after manuscripts, and then finally on May 25th, 2007, I got the perfect opportunity. I received a letter, excuse me, from Publish America, and they say congratulations to a well-deserved book, which I knew was a deserving book because of the obstacles that I had to go in my life to get where I'm at today. And when I received that confirmation on May 25th, 2007, I was one of the happiest person in the world because my dream had come true. So I had to, like, say perseverance. I had to press toward my goal because in spite of on May 25th, 2007, getting that contract or that yellow piece of paper, so many things came in between my dreams. But I had to continue on believing that, and I say this, I had to continue on believing that God didn't put me in this position to leave me. And I knew that this was my call. And in A Silent Scream, I basically relive. When I say I relive the night, a day that changed my life forever. My son had been murdered. And I had crossed so many obstacles in my life to get to where I'm at today. And I know in getting to where I'm at today, it's going to help a lot of people. And that's why I said Silent Scream is going to be more so a healing tool for a lot of people because of the fact of what I went through in my life. And this is the hardest obstacle that I had to cross in my life. I didn't really think I would make it through, and it took me 18 years to get there.
Wow.
I didn't want to give up on it. I kept believing, and there's not too much out there that I can't conquer. I mean, you give it to me, I'm gonna take care of it. But A Silent Scream was the hardest obstacle in my life. It took me 18 years to accept a situation that I was in that I had no control over, and that was letting go of my son. I had to let go of my son and let God in my life to do what He has to do. And once I did that, everything just opened up. And I see nothing but success. Nothing but success. And there is no way that I can go wrong right now because I believe. And I have a dream. And I'm going to pursue that dream no matter what it takes. I will go to the end to get where I'm going to be now today. And, sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's great and very motivating because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, you can start something and then overnight or, you know, 3 weeks later that you will be able to, you know, accomplish something. Where here it is, you know, you showed your staying power that even though it took 18 years and it's not like you just focused 100% on that because, of course, you had a life, you had things to do, but you still chipped away and then finally, you know, and maybe it came out of the blue and just like you said, I don't think you were really expecting it. You know, your blessing came in the form of a letter, and that's when you were able to take your deep breath.
Yeah, it did. It came. It gave me a relief because of the fact that, I had waited so long, you know, and I figured if I had waited this long, there is no way. And like I say, perseverance, you have to continue to believe, say, if this is my goal, this is my dream, it's mine. And you have to always remember now, your dream is your dream. Everybody's not going to feel what you feel when you say, this is my dream. So that's why I said I had to take control of what I wanted. And, excuse me, going 18 years trying to get to this dream, it was hard. I would tell anybody, if there is success down the road for you, success is hard work, very hard work. And people feel like, okay, to be successful, always going to be easy. You know, the word success means, it means what it means, success. And I want to be successful.
Right.
I really want to be successful. And whatever means necessary, that's what I want to do.
I understand. It's, you know, just motivating sitting here listening to you. And this evening, actually, I'm having a little help from a gentleman that I know who's been there, you know, lost, regained. And part of this interview happening tonight is because of him, and I can't wait to get him on here. And he's actually listening to your interview live right now. Now, after you decided to publish the book and, you know, you're starting to get acclaim from that, what made you go into the upscale lingerie boutique business? Was that also just something that you enjoyed, or something that just happened to be placed in front of you and it became a business opportunity?
Well, I always enjoyed lingerie. I always enjoyed the fact of being sexy, and I just thought that it would be something, it would be an opportunity. And really, I went into the lingerie boutique with the assumption that, okay, I can get what I needed to get a silent screen published. Because, see, when my dream came, believe me, everything that could have went wrong, went wrong.
Wow.
I lost my job. I lost my apartment. I lost everything I had. And, I mean, I had to put everything in storage because everything just went downhill after my dream came. And I said, Lord, how can this be a dream and all of these things are happening to me? But sometime in a situation, God says, stand still. He's not going to put you in a situation where he's not going to come. He's not going to take care of it. And I just had to believe that. So I went into the boutique as a co-owner with the assumption, okay, maybe I can make a few dollars here to pursue my dream of a silent screen. Unfortunately, when there's certain things that God has for you in your life and you go out here and you try to make that change in your life and said, okay, well, I want to do this. When God has already said do this, and I feel if I had went to the boutique, be able to raise money so that I can pursue that dream, well, unfortunately, it didn't happen. Okay, the boutique didn't pick up like I expected to, and therefore I was not able to market a silent screen the way I wanted to. So I had to continue on believing in spite of all the obstacles in front of me. I said, okay, this is going to happen. And I know it's going to happen. And I never gave up on my dream. And right now, I haven't gave up. But I haven't got what I needed to go where I need to be. But I know with God in my corner, it's going to happen. And just the fact of me opening up a boutique, I thought that would be my road to success. But you know what? I haven't given up on it. Well, you know, the doors are still open, you know. And anytime the doors are still open, you have a chance.
Right.
And because of the doors are still open, I'm hoping that somewhere down the line, once the silent screen does come out, which should come out by the end of the month, things should look better for me.
Okay. And now where is the silent screen going to be? Will I be able to get it from any of the major bookstores? Or
you'll be able to get it from Barnes & Noble. You'll be able to purchase online because I do have a link on my website.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone was interested in purchasing the silent screen, they can go to my website. And I am allowing people to pre-purchase so that, in fact, when they do pre-purchase, they will get a signed autograph. Also,
wow.
I'm sending out a special bookmark because I do poetry. And I will be doing a bookmarker. And if I receive 10,000 books from pre-orders on my website, I will take the time and I will pre-order, I will actually sign each copy.
Wow. That is great, and that's something that now they can go to patriciayarbrough.com to preview your book, correct?
That is correct, and I also have a Chapter 5 of A Silent Screen that's out there. And I'd like them to take the time to go out there and read Chapter 5 because that would give them some insight on where I'm at today, who I really am, and what I've gone through in my life to be where I'm at today.
So would you like to share, you know, a couple of paragraphs from your book with us?
I most certainly will. Not at all. I have Chapter 5, and Chapter 5 is titled An Escalator Ride to Hell. And the reason why I actually say it's an escalator ride to hell, because that's what I felt like I was going through. And I'm going to read a part of it to you. just as I was leaving, just as I was heading toward the door, the nurse, you said, you're getting a little bit of light. Just bear with me, okay? Just give me a second.
You bear with us for about 12 minutes before we got this.
I know. That's okay.
With anything.
Okay, that's okay. Not a problem. Okay, it says chapter 5 is an escalated ride to hell. I had been at the hospital at least 14 hours. My body was tired, and I was not going to leave until I saw Kenny. If it meant another 14 hours, I would be there. I sat in the emergency room, did what I had been doing for the past 14 hours, praying and crying and wishing that this was just a bad dream. Instead, I sat and waited. I needed to go somewhere and scream until I couldn't anymore. I did, but silently. I screamed for hours. It seemed that nobody there could hear me. But it was a sound that I still hear. It was a heartbreaking, even to my own ears, to hear the silent scream. And in this case, you know, with the silent scream, my son had been shot 3 times and had been in surgery for 9 hours. And after 9 long hours, the doctor came out of the operating room looking exhausted. And he looked up at me, and I looked at him, and I just knew it was over. And he said to me, he said, you know, your son died twice on the table. And I screamed right before him. So this is where I came up with the title of Silent Scream. Just the thought of my son dying twice on the table gave me the indication he wasn't ready to go. There was no way no one could convince me. They said, okay, you know, if he died twice on the table and then you still lived, then you lived for a solid week. He lived for 1 week solid. And he never regained consciousness, but I still talk to him every day. And he found the path. And if you read chapter 5, that will tell you just what I said here. And the last part I did, I said, I walked over to where he was laying, and I screamed silently, my baby. God was all I could say. I stared at him and said, no, not Kenny. My eyes reminded me. I said, yes, it is him. And I walked closer to him and touched his hands and feet. They were so warm. I touched his forehead. I rubbed his legs. I just wanted to rub him forever and ever. My husband was on one side of the bed, and he was rubbing his hand and trying to be strong for me. I was too hurt. I couldn't cry. My body shaking uncontrollable. What was I to do? I felt as healthy as Kenny did, and I wanted to do more, but there was nothing I could have done. You know, so therefore, if you read chapter 5 of A Silent Scream, it'll give you a little bit of insight of why my screams have been silent for 18 years.
You know, I can even hear the poetry in your writing from just your reading of that. And, you know, as you were going along through those 18 years, had your book been totally completed at that time, or as time went on, you just thought more and more and was able to add more to your writing?
It had been completed 7 years ago, but I was just battling with letting go, you know, and the point of closure. I had to put some kind of closure to it, and I wasn't ready to let go. I was still holding on. I said, I can't let go. I couldn't find a way to actually let go. And he was shot, like I said, on December 29th, 1989. December 29, 2007, I made a promise to God. I said, you know, I can't take it anymore. My heart just can't take it. I'm tired. I got to let go. So I sat in the parking lot in front of my boutique, and I accept closure to my son, which I had not done in 18 years. And that's when I saw a whole different perspective of what God had for me. And sometimes you have to let go to see the blessings that you have. And I couldn't see those blessings because I was still holding on to my son. And I said one thing that right now to this day, and I still feel it in my heart. I looked up in the sky and I said, rest in peace, Kenny, until I see you then. And that was the hardest thing that I had to do in my life in 18 years, to let go of my son. And after I did that, you know, that's where I started seeing just a little bit of light. Things are starting to happen better for me because I had to put closure. I had to let go. So, yeah, you know, holding on, it just wasn't the answer.
To other women out there and just men and families in general, when they have, when they lose a loved one to, you know, violence or something, not where you would naturally lose, you would just basically say that it comes to the point for them to let go so that they can, you know, move on. And I mean, how, what would you say to people who, you know, who are faced with this thing that you went through and you know, that are dealing with this loss?
Well, you know, on Friday, I'm speaking on that. The thing is not what not to say. There is really nothing to say when a person goes through this. It's a process.
Wow.
And it's like grieving. Grieving is a process. You have to allow that person to go through that process. And sometimes, like I said, going into denial. Denial is a process that you go in and out, you know. And on Friday, I'm speaking on things not to say, because sometimes the first thing that we may say, God makes no mistake. What is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to start being angry with God. So you have to be careful what you say to people when they've gone through this. So really, there is nothing to say, but sometimes you can just walk up to that person and give them a hug. Allow them that time to grieve, because they have to grieve once they lose a child or a loved one. They have to have that time to do that. They need that time. And people want to rush you and say, okay, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's time for you to move on. You don't ever know when that time is going to be, so we have to allow them to do that. Have that time to grieve. You know, I mentor to a lot of people on the website. I mentor to a lot of women that from all around the country right now. They email me, they're going through the same thing that I'm going through, and they say, well, how are you so strong? They have no idea what I went through to be where I'm at. I went through a lot of obstacles in my life.
Wow.
When I said a lot, I went through a lot of things in my life, and I wanted to let go, but God had a purpose for me.
You know, another thing dealing with loss that people may not even think of or think about is that sometimes you can hold on and not even realize that you're actually holding on to a loss, and it might come out at a later date. Would you agree with that, or have you come across people that has happened with?
Yeah, well, there are most of the women that I'm speaking to right now, they are holding on, and they don't want to let go, and that's the whole problem. They're aware that they're holding on, and when you lose a child, you just can't let go. There is no way, a rhyme, or reason that you can say, okay, I'm going to let go. I can't, because that's all that you have left, and it's hard for them to let go, and I talk to them, and I don't really tell them, say, okay, well, you know, do this and do that, because you know why? I didn't have anybody where I could talk to when I was going through my grieving process, because therefore everybody was so afraid that I was still hurting. Yes, I was hurting. But family, you need your family when you're going through this.
Right.
And once you bury a loved one, you have to find a way to get through it, because, see, they move on back and go back to their life, and you have to find a way to go on.
Now, for our listeners who are in your part of the country, can you? Is it possible that you can share where your talk is going to be, or was it an invite only for those out there who may need the healing to be around people who are, you know, overcoming these this trial?
Well, you know, basically I can talk to any of them, because if they log on Friday to my Blog Talk Radio show, or they can go to my website again, www.patriciayarbor.com.
Okay, now will they be able to find your Blog Talk radio show from there also?
Yeah, they will. There's a link out there. We'll be able to link into the show on Friday, and it'll let them know all the things that they need to know, because the fact, every day, a parent loses a child. And this is going to be an ongoing thing. A lot of us never could even imagine what it feels like to lose a child. And to be there for some of the parents that I have reached out to, in spite of my own obstacles in my life, I'm still there with them every step of the way. I mean, sometimes I get emails 2:00 in the morning, and you know what I do? I would get up and I would address that email, because they need somebody to talk to.
Wow. We have a phone call from the 773 area code, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to get this person on. So that's 773-243 area code. When you're able to log on, caller, we just need to know where you're from and your question. 773-243, you're on.
I'm here. Hi, it's Coach Dion.
Hi, Coach Dion. How are you doing tonight?
I'm awesome. I was actually just calling in to listen to the show. And Patricia, I just want to thank you so much for stepping out and doing what it is you do and moving people the way you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it very much.
Okay, well, we're going to leave Coach Dion. She can Dion on. She can listen silently, or if she has a comment as a co-host. She also had to deal with loss, but it was a different type of loss, and I guess that's what we're going to talk about, and what we've been revolving around tonight is loss and how to move on, how to still be positive and, you know, look for the good out of everything, how it can make us grow. Patricia, Pat, as you have here for you, like to be called, let everybody know how they can reach you again, please, because, you know, we had over 18,000 downloads last month. We're shooting for 50, and your show is going to be listened to quite often. So I want people to be able to reach you. Please, let them know again.
Okay, my website is www.patriciayavro.com. You can log into my website, and also I have a Blog Talk radio show. I also even have on my website, every day I go out there and try to update or give you an inspirational, give you something to hold on to, because I know every little word out there, something is meaningful on my website every day. And I know a lot of people do go out to the website, and I want you to be able to go out there and see just what I'm doing so that I can make a difference in your life. I want to help you so that you won't have to take 18 years to be where I'm at today. I lost a lot of valuable time that I can't get back, and I know God is going to use me. And if any way that I can help any of you all out there, just to move forward, just a little bit, it's going to be a process, but I can help you, and I'm there for you. And you're not alone.
You know, I'm glad you agreed to think big with us, because that's what big thinkers are all about, is not only, you know, helping people, but, you know, sharing our pain and how we got over things and sharing our different successes and how we move forward. Because when it comes down to it, regardless of, you know, your age, your race, your spirituality, who you believe in, we're all people dealing with the same things. And regardless of if you're a millionaire or a thousandaire or don't have any money coming in at all, we're all still here to help you think big.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any of your poetry nearby? Would you like to share one of your poetry verses with us?
Well, you know what? I don't have my poetry because of the fact I've been working so diligently on my website.
Okay.
And I go out there every day, and I had one thing that I really live by, and if this is one, you only hear a little bit of it, but I mean, I live by that. Yolanda Adams, Be Still.
Oh.
You know, yeah. And this is what I live by daily. You know, I listen to that, and most of the women that go out to the website, that's how they make it. And we have to understand, sometimes we have to just stand still. And
you know what, Patricia, this is Coach Dion.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that, it just moved me, because although I cannot imagine the thought of losing a child, because I have a son, and he's 16, mm-hmm. And we're really, really close. And after I'm reading your website and I see how close you and your son it was, I get that closeness, because my son and I are very, very close. And just the thought of losing him is just unfathomable to me. But, you know, I lost someone really close to me, which was my dad, and that was 2 years ago. And I didn't think that I could grasp living life without him. Like, it just could not move. But it wasn't until I really started digging deep within and getting into my spirituality and being still in meditation where I was able to feel his presence. And it's in the moment when we do be still, it enlightened me that they're not gone. No, they are not here in the physical form, just totally not here in the physical form. So we miss that physical presence of them.
Right.
But when you're still and you're within, there's this whisper, and you know that it's them. Yeah. And it does get you through the pain and hurt of losing them physically.
Mm-hmm. That's definite. You know, like you say, losing a child, it is hard. And I've lost my mom, and I do understand the difference of losing a child. And my son and I had just that bond. You know, I had him when I was young, and we grew up together. We was inseparable. And at the age of 5 years old, we made a promise, and I can remember this day as clear as now. He took his little finger, and we made a bet that we would always be together. So I never dawned on my days that I would have to have buried my child. I would have never thought of that. And he's a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I think about the football season coming up. And I look at all those things out there, the things that he could have had, but because of somebody else's choice, now I have to try to figure out how am I going to go on. And it's very hard. And like I said, every parent out there that I can either mentor to, I can be an inspiration and spirit to them. I want to be there for them because I know where they've been. I know where they're going. And all I want to do is make a difference in somebody's life, because I had one lady email me last night. I think she was in Kansas somewhere. And she just said, I'm just so blessed to have found you. And I'm glad she found me also. And I told her, never feel that you're overwhelming to me, because that's what I'm here for.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Pat, we're kind of getting ready to wind down. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners that we may have not touched upon?
No, just always remember that there's always someone out there that needs you. And a lot of times the parents, when we look at it, they can say, okay, I don't know what you're going through. Just pray to God if you never lost a child, you don't want to know what it feels like. And if you have lost a child, remember one thing, I'm there for you, because I want to be a blessing in your life.
Okay, now how can they contact you again? And for those ladies out there who are interested in your upscale lingerie boutique, how can they find you also with that?
They can go out to www.go2thesecretisout.com.
So that's www.go2thesecretisout.com, and that's
yes.
The number two.
The number two, correct.
Okay, and what types of outfits, lingerie, do you have on there? Is it, every type of range or anything in specific?
Well, we're basically trying to cater now to the plus-size women, because we realize the plus-size women wants to be sexy also. And we're going up to size 3 to 4 to 5X. We have the different size bras where it's just impossible to get in the stores. They maybe go up to a J. And we just have just sexy lingerie, lace, silk. And we're doing a good job right now just to bring another style to the women from what they used to having. We want to bring sexy. Get away from all the sex and make it sexy.
Wow. So is there anyone that you'd like to thank?
As far as?
Anyone or anybody that you just, like to thank, and, we're going to be wrapping up the show. We've got 1 minute left.
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for just listening tonight. I really appreciate you all for being there for me, and hopefully that you never had to walk this path. And you all have a great day. And thanks a lot for having me on.
Okay. Thank you also, Coach Dion, for calling on and, making a couple of comments. We appreciate you, Pat, for coming on and especially working through that 8 minutes of technical difficulties. We really appreciate that from you. Coach Dion, did you have any closing remarks?
No, I just want to thank Patricia for doing what she's doing and just keep up the good work. You're awesome.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to choose a song that I think best fits what you need to do in these types of situations. And definitely Patricia has shown us that you actually, no matter what, even if it takes 18 months to 18 years, keep on pushing. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.
Thank you,